You are now listening to the Purpose Edit podcast.
You got to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to have the ability to self-assess, and not everybody has the ability to self-assess.
You don't necessarily have to like school to be successful in school. You just have to know how to play the game and finesse it and get through it.
Welcome to the Purpose Edit podcast. This is a short yet powerful conversation designed to help you do three things that can ultimately change the trajectory of your life. One, discover your purpose. Two, walk in your purpose. And three, ultimately fulfill your purpose. I am your host, Coach Vic, and I'm joined as always by my lifelong friend, my brother, the educator, Dr. Shane Calhoun.
What up, homie? Another week. Purpose Addicts, how you holding up?
I'm good, my boy. I'm good. That was dope, man. By the way. We'll explain later. That was dope. Yeah.
Hey, for our audience, I know right now you don't always get to see the behind the scenes stuff. There's some behind the scenes stuff that's been going on that has been blowing our minds as we get exposed to it. We will definitely share it with you one day, but I promise you, technology's great.
Technology's great.
It is amazing. So, with that, man, how you holding up? Life treating you all right?
I'm good, man. Was my first week back from spring break, so trying to get back in the rhythms and stuff.
Yeah.
And the rhythm is good. Just trying to, you know, put it together. Everything's good, man.
Yeah. Man, I had lifing last week at work. So work was working. How about that? It wasn't lifing. Work was working.
Yeah.
But it was like the first real test, you know what I'm saying? And when first real test on a new job, you're trying to figure out, trying to navigate a bunch of stuff, and you're like, okay, all right. Did I do it right? Did I mess it up majorly?
Is the honeymoon over?
Yeah, is the honeymoon over? Is this as worse as it's going to get, right?
Yeah.
Because at the end of it is, can I handle that? Can I deal with that? Yeah.
Well, that was an honest question though. Is the honeymoon over?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so because I've seen my team operate pretty much in highs and lows. I've seen me operate in highs and lows, and I understand what forward looks like and what the goal is. And so taking all of that data, all of that info in together collectively and saying, is this still for me? Is this still what I thought it was going to be? The answer was yes, immediately.
Gotcha. Okay. So you realize that your partner farts in their sleeps and have bad morning breaths and chews with their mouths open. So, okay, cool.
And I can live with that.
You can live with that. That's good.
How about you? Is the honeymoon over?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. And the challenges are the challenges that I expected. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know, what you thought you was going to have going in are actually the challenges. But the honeymoon is definitely over. But it's still fun. Like, it's still like, I'm realizing Mondays are a lot harder than I paid attention to, like, because I work from home them Fridays, Saturday, Sunday. I come in there Monday. It's a little bit harder to get going, but by the time I get to Thursday, I'm like, man, this is awesome. But it's probably because I'm like, hey, I ain't got to come up here no more. So, you know, it's good. It's really good, man. I love what I do. I still love what I do. I love the people I'm around. They're starting to figure me out. Somebody called me a bully this week. They said, you're just a big bully. Like, yeah, I've been told.
For you to say that they finally figured you out and the revelation was you're a bully.
Yeah, I've been called a bully before. Yeah, my kids call me a bully.
No. See, you didn't hear what we heard.
Oh.
Figuring you out and they called you a bully just affirms that not that people called you a bully, you see yourself as a bully.
Oh, no. I don't see myself as a bully. You know, I this is my philosophy on that. I don't see myself as a bully. But my question to anybody that says I'm a bully, like, hey, do you want to be great?
You're going to have to bully some people.
You know, just you're going to have to get it. You know, so anything I tell you is not to bully you, belittle you, punk you, none of that. It's just, hey, you know, you got to bring ass to kick ass. You know, and you know, I'm bringing ass. You ain't bringing ass. Come on. If you bring an ass, you wouldn't feel bullied.
If you fight back, you won't feel bullied. That's your message to the kids.
Yeah. If you just go as hard as me, you won't feel bullied. But if I'm having to pull you, of course you're gonna feel bullied.
Yeah, you're gonna feel like I'm dragging you through it.
Yeah, I didn't tell you about maybe 2 years ago. The valedictorian and the senior, the valedictorian salutatorian had quotes from me in their speeches at graduation. And one of the quotes that I remember was, shut up, nobody cares about your problems. And they said that in front of the graduation crowd, and it was hilarious. But both of them had quotes, and they were both like, I got to find those speeches or call those two kids and ask, hey, what did y'all say about me in your graduation?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is, first off, it's hilarious and amazing.
Yeah.
Right? At the same time. That's kudos to you that you had that kind of impact.
I got to find them graduation speeches.
Yeah, you do. I hope they were recorded.
They recorded them somewhere. It's somewhere.
That's dope. That's dope. Nobody cares about your problem. Told the whole audience and their parents.
Oh, like my band director says, or Dr. Calhoun says.
There's that bully.
Yeah.
I see what they were saying now.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, well, let's do this, man. Let's jump into the show, because today we got a good one. We're going to kick it off like we always do. And I hope that you're prepared, because I didn't check before like I'm supposed to. So I'm going to ask you this famous question to buy you some time to think about our signature segment. Shane, what blew your mind this week?
All right, what blew my mind this week is how people can use any excuse to defend foolishness. Mm. They will use any excuse to defend foolishness. So there were two examples that came to mind. I'm only going to use this one because the other one is a personal friend, and I don't know if they're listening. And I probably should tell them first before I broadcast their things. But unfortunately, we had another mass shooting in America on, was it Monday, Tuesday, somewhere in there?
Mm-hmm.
And now there are talking heads that's making it about the trans community. They're blaming the shooting on the trans community as if we have some uprising, and we're tying this whole thing to, you know, I've heard people call it like a disease, you know, and I'm not defending anything every way, but like, I am baffled by when it is a white male that does the shooting, we go to mental health. But anybody else gets a different label. While we just simply overlook the fact that we have a gun issue in this country.
Yeah,
we have a gun issue, and I'm leaving it that broad because, of course, somebody's going to say, I'm not giving up my AR. I didn't say AR, pencil neck. I said a gun issue. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, I am for the Second Amendment. We should be able to have guns. Me, personally, I don't understand why civilians need assault rifles. Me, personally. I'm not knocking anybody. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand. I mean, I understand the ideologies, and I understand the big reasons, you know, but I don't agree with it. Let's put it that way. I understand it, but I don't agree with it. I think that it's causing a problem. And the fact that we will point to any other place, Oh, guns don't kill people. People do. Huh? Yeah. Okay. All right. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. I was listening to Jemele Hill is Unbothered podcast, and she was in a segment kind of talking about same topic, same issue. And she was dropping stat after stat around guns and violence that happens in America compared to other countries. I think she was noting, like, comparing America to Australia, for example. Australia has very strict gun laws. They've had, I think she reported, in like a 4 or 5 year span, they've only had 4 mass shootings. Mm. 4 or 5 year span. Mm. And I think America was on pace to basically have 1 a week based on that same time frame.
Well, I heard another stat that I think sometime this week we hit like 86 days of the year, and there'd been like 89 school shootings, not all mass. And that's why I said we have a gun problem. We have a gun. We have a gun problem. Like,
yeah, the stat I heard, we have more guns in America than people.
Yeah, and this is my question. Let's say you even have all these rifles, assault rifles, and to keep yourself safe from the government, as they say. If Joe government busts in your crib, you ain't gonna be able to shoot all 50 of them guns at the same time. And if Joe government busts in your crib, you don't think they got something as big or bigger?
And more than likely, if they bust in your crib, you ain't going to expect them to come. So you ain't even going to get a chance to get to them.
I just don't get it. I could see if we had an ammo problem. More ammo than people. You know what I'm saying? Because you got 3 or 4 guns and you just load up on ammo. Still don't understand the assault rifle thing, but it just makes no sense, y'all. It just really makes no sense.
Relating it back to the show, your point was people will defend foolishness. How do you see, do me a crosswalk, similarly when it comes to purpose, people defending foolishness?
Oh, they're not accomplishing or moving forward, and they come up with every excuse in the book. Mm-hmm. You know, shoot, last night I didn't have to go to bed, but I promised my wife that we'll spend some time. And I'm just like, yo, there's a lot of getting to do, and I'm not getting it. There's a lot of things I need to be doing right now, and I'm not doing it. And it's not her fault. It's mine. Mm-hmm. But I could easily make excuses. Oh, I had to do this. Oh, I had to do that. No, sir. You're not managing your time. No, sir. You're not focused when you do have time. No, sir. You're spending too much time watching Blippi on YouTube, you know? Yeah. And that's what I say. You just use any excuse to defend the foolishness, man. And it's not getting you nowhere.
Matter of fact, that reminds me, I appreciate you earlier. I was texting you, asking you for something, a deliverable, and you was like, trying to stay focused. I'll get it to you. I know, I could tell, even though all you said was trying to stay focused, I'll get it to you.
Yeah,
I could tell that you were trying in that moment, and that this was something very intentional that I hadn't even seen from you in all our years.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm gonna have to learn how to say no, and or if I say I'm gonna do something, attach it to a specific time, because you accept all of these things and you do all of these things, but you never think about when am I gonna actually do this. So, yes, thank you for noticing it. That was hard as crap. I felt like a jerk, actually. When I did it. You get it. But it was something good to practice.
You have to guard and protect your time as if your life depended on it.
And I'm learning that. I'm learning that. Like, you know, I'm so used to just having an open door policy. Like, whenever, come over, whenever. No, we can't. We're at a level now that we just can't have it. Everybody can't have access to me all the time.
Correct. Still to this day holds true for me. I live by this. Don't let someone else's urgency turn into my emergency. All too often that's the case. Somebody asks you for something and now you've dropped everything
and go
So that's good, man. Kudos to you. Keep on that path. Let's talk about the purpose of today's conversation. I sent you this topic that I'm curious your thoughts on. We've touched around it in a number of different ways. We've talked about it offline. There's a number of different thoughts and feelings out in the world around this particular topic, but we haven't really specifically zeroed in on it. So we're going to do that today. Talent, luck, or timing? Which do you need more? This concept, right? Talent, luck, or timing, which do you need more? So the first thing I'll pose to you is that question. Of the three, which do you feel you need more?
I'm going to withhold my answer because I feel like you're missing something.
I'm missing something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing another component?
Yeah. That might be more important than both of those.
I already know the component that you think I'm missing. And if you would just indulge me and have this conversation with me, it will come out.
I would rather. So what do you feel like is most important? And this, actually, I'm going to flip it back on you because this is how important the other component is. What do you feel like is most important?
That bull I'm talking about. I am the host, and I'm joined as always by my lifelong friend, my brother, the educator. See, people, this is what I have to deal with. All right. Talent, luck, or timing? Which do you need more? If we're just answering the question without considering other elements, attributes, characteristics, I think talent.
Okay.
And I say talent because talent is internal. It can also be cultivated. It can be developed. It can be expanded. You can grow your talents. Talent and the fact that you can develop them is connected directly to your mindset and your confidence, your belief system. Although there's many schools of thought on luck, and yes, in God's time, will anything happen regardless of how talented you are? I think the battle to get to where you want to go on your journey is so internal. You're battling you versus you that of these three elements, only these three elements, talent, luck, and time, and talent is what you need more of.
I'm inclined to agree. I agree. But from kind of a different lens, but not really. Because you can be in the right place at the right time and be lucky enough to get the opportunity. But if you do not have the talent to be there, you are going to be exposed and embarrassed. If you don't have the mindset or the skill to execute on the opportunity given, you will not be successful. So I would agree, of the three, talent is definitely the most important, because luck and timing, sometimes you just mistake yourself in opportunities. Like you just miss, not, I mean, literally right place, right time. I've seen it quite vividly over the last year, where I've seen people get opportunities that they were essentially unqualified for and shouldn't be in, and got it over people who were far more qualified, but squandered the opportunity because they didn't have the talent or the skill.
Yeah, yeah. So you already are touching on this, right? The correlation between the three, talent, luck, and timing versus success. A thought that I had that I wanted to get your opinion on, of those three, which is the greatest liability for failure? Talent, luck, or timing?
Talent.
Why?
Because I believe talent's relative. Like, it only goes as far. It only goes as far as that other component that I believe is missing. Which I believe the component that is missing is hard work.
Yeah.
And what they say, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So right. you can be the most talented mofo on the planet, but if you're not in that dark room putting in that work, what good is the talent?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think talent is the biggest liability because people believe that they can just get by on talent alone. And that's not what happens. That's not how this thing works.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I knew hard work was the other element.
Yeah.
I knew it would come out, but again, I wanted to zero in on these three attributes separate of hard work, right? Hard work is the X factor. It's the differentiator. Talent, luck, and timing, I think, are the ones that are the most
sought after and publicized.
Yes, that's what I was
saying. And I feel like you're picking on this generation. Earlier this week, I mean, and rightfully freaking so. Earlier this week, I put on Facebook, and I have to find it. I put on Facebook that success does not happen in a microwave. It's hours and hours of work, and it takes time to be legitimately great at something. And it just takes time. Hold on, let me see if I could find it. But yeah, I forgot how we got here, but yeah.
So it's not just picking on this generation, because we can think back to plenty of people from our generation that were extremely talented, relied on their talent, but they didn't work hard. They were lazy, right? To your point earlier about hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. I think that that happens in every generation. What people are wanting to know is, how do you strike the right balance between recognizing and leveraging your talent versus the committed execution of hard work?
I just found a quote. I do think this is a message for right now, because everything is so microwave.
Mm.
And everybody's about knowing your worth and give me my flowers now. And nobody's really about the long term. Let's really grind it out. So to answer your question, I think people need to don't mix up time and timing. All right, I'm going to say that again because I kind of started over that as I was thinking. Don't mix up time and timing. Time is the actual amount, the length, the duration. Timing is the when. We don't control the when. You see what I'm saying? The time is, you got to do the time. But
so does that mean luck and timing are synonymous, since we don't control either?
In a lot of ways. In a lot of ways. And, you know, I believe luck is a thing. But, like, it's just depending on how much you value. Man, I feel like I'm lucky every day that I leave my house and come back home. You know, it could be blessed. You know, I think luck is a thing. But I value timing way more than luck. Because if you put in the time, eventually that timing in amount, eventually that timing is going to catch up, or that luck is going to catch up. But, you know, I think hard, I would much rather work hard than have luck too.
Is luck, let's just focus on luck.
How do you define luck?
How do I define luck? Luck is the unplanned success that takes place along the journey. Yeah. Luck is the unplanned success or achievements that take place along the journey.
The unplanned. So right place, right time is not a thing. You know what? Right. I'm convinced luck is overrated.
So, I mean, there are people who define right place, right time as luck.
I look at that as timing.
So for me, when I was thinking about this, right, what is luck? How do you define it or whatever? I think we set goals that we're trying to achieve, and where luck comes in are those opportunities, those things that pop up and you go, oh, I didn't even expect that. To me, that's luck. But again, there are people who believe that you can create your own luck because you worked hard, because you were consistent with your process and executing right place, right time, timing, and luck. I'm starting to lean towards are synonymous because it's unplanned. You can't account for the when, just like you said. When will it happen? You don't know. That's luck.
All right. I looked up the definition of luck. To prosper or succeed, especially through chance or good fortune.
Chance or good fortune. Monopoly, baby. You can't plan for that.
Usually used without the hero lucks out and is able to escape. You know what? I associate with luck was with I got in a car accident, my car flipped over twice, and I didn't die.
Correct.
To me, that's luck.
The unplanned success or achievement that you couldn't account for. You couldn't account for your car flipping over and you survived.
Yeah, I get that. I just really think I'm leaning towards that now when it comes to success. Luck has nothing to do with it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm jumping off the bridge, y'all.
You can't keep making controversial statements.
No, I'm jumping off the bridge. I just don't know that luck.
You believe.
I think
luck
so. Let me continue to kick this around. I just don't know that luck is a thing. Or I don't think that luck is as big as a thing.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Audience got to be wondering this because now I'm wondering it. Are you saying in your journey thus far, there has never been a time where you were lucky?
To prosper or succeed, especially through chance or good fortune.
Think about any of your achievements, any of your accomplishments. There was not one that luck was involved.
I don't look at it as luck.
Okay. Give me that definition again.
To prosper or succeed, especially through chance or good fortune.
Okay. Think back high school.
Shoot.
Think about the times when we were not on our best behaviors. And we did not get caught and or punished for not being on our best behavior.
100%.
And we prosper.
Let me ask you a question. What does that luckiness have to do with success and goals?
Yep. On your journey towards success, the goals that you've set, what you hope for is that you don't make a stupid decision or mistake that will take you from that, especially unexpected. Think about how many people who have star athletes, star musicians on their path and unaccounting for the person that was with them, Ja Morant, or we make a stupid decision that seemed to not have anything to do with us achieving our goal that took us off that path. How many Hall of Famers are in prison that we never knew about?
Okay, so I go back to revert slightly. I still say luck is overrated.
Okay.
Like, it's situational. Like, yes, Ja Morant was lucky that his fine wasn't big enough when he was in the strip club waving that thing because it would have altered his success. But that's still not like, when I think luck and opportunity, and I measure it against timing, it just seems to me that we put too much weight on luck. as opposed to time and timing.
When you say we, are you talking about...
I'm just saying collective, because I don't want to point fingers and I don't want to exempt myself. So I'm talking about us as... I talk about... All right, so... And we're going to get to this in... we're going to get to this in the footwork segment, right? So I got married 2015, 2016-ish. We've always been close. I think we're closer now than we've been ever been. Like, we talk daily. There was periods where we just didn't talk that much. Like, it was, you know, but 2015, 2016, somewhere in there, 2015 it was June or July. We happened to bump into each other in the airport.
I remember that.
Okay. Luck, chance, luck, chance, coincidence. I don't know. Anyway, so I go down to Miami, my first conference. I did the presentation, knocked it out of the park. Bunch of people have to come up to me, and that was kind of like the beginning of where I am now. That was kind of really the foundation all in one time. Like, who knew some 8 years later we would be in a podcast talking about purpose, advancing in our career, which that very day was the catalyst of everything. Was that luck? Or was that right place, right time? Or was that timing? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Was that luck? I don't associate none of that with luck.
This is what's hard about this and why I thought it was important to have this conversation. Yeah. Because if you think about it, talent is factored in there too. We could have, all of those things could have happened, but if we didn't cultivate the talents and skill sets prior to.
I'm with the talent. I'm with the time and timing. My statement was that you pushed that we got on is the thing about was the luck. I think we overstate luck. Okay. You know, another word that we could be talking about? Positioning. Like, okay, here's another example. We're in the fourth quarter basketball game. It's 74-75. They're up. I'm down one. I get the ball in half court. I get the ball, right? My team gets the ball, dribble, dribble, dribble. Hit a three-point shot. We shoot a three-point shot. 2 seconds left. We miss it. It bounces off. Another player taps it in. It goes in. Is that luck? Is that good bounce? Or is that positioning? Because had we not put ourselves in a position to be that close that late in the game?
I think here's what I think is another element that we haven't touched on.
Okay.
And it's perspective. Because using that example, I like right? That. Positioning. The player who tipped the ball in put themselves in position to tip it in the event the shot didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
The team stayed in the fight all game long to put itself in position to have a chance to win, even though when he shot the shot, he missed.
Mm-hmm.
In that whole scenario, I think it's about perspective, because on the other side of that, how you see the game unfolding has a lot to do. Your vantage point has a lot to do with where you place weight and credit and or blame.
Excellent. Excellent.
Perspective.
Excellent. So therefore, thanks to Victor Nichols on April 1st. Yeah, you said it right. Huh?
You said it right.
On April 1st, 2023, I have a new perspective. And that perspective is, luck is overrated. Luck is overrated, fam.
So, I agree with you that people do put too much stock into being lucky, but I think those people also have the mindset and perspective that luck has more to do with success than anything else.
I agree.
So I think it's relative to the individual,
absolutely,
to how they see the world and how they see themselves in it.
Absolutely. And I think it's also relative to how hard they actually want to work.
Very true. all the other elements that we haven't mentioned that our audience is probably like, well, what about this? And what about talent? What about the, you know what I mean? Like, again, this wasn't just saying that these three elements, talent, luck, and timing, are the only contributing factors to whether or not a person will be successful. I just thought it was important to zero in on these three, group them together, and have a discussion, because you hear so much about talent versus luck versus timing.
Here's a question.
Go for it.
When you get a position, a spot, a title, an opportunity that you didn't deserve based on credentials, are you lucky?
Again, it goes to perspective. I can't answer that the way you want me to, because...
I would actually say, yeah, you're lucky.
Here's the thing, though. Who is the evaluator of deserving position? Is it the person?
All right, let me ask you this question. I'll give you an example. You're trying to get a job that clearly outlines you need 5 years of experience to do said job. You get it with, you have 1 year of experience, and you happen to get the job, and I almost said luck in to get the job. You get the job. Was that luck?
Luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. Okay. Yeah, I guess. And I mean, okay, so yeah, it's definitely, I think my takeaway is, I still think luck is overrated, but yes, when opportunity...
And that's what makes this conversation so good. I'm curious from the audience. Audience, you're listening to this. Chime in. Shoot us a message. Let us know your thoughts. Luck, talent, timing. Yeah. Which do you put more weight in a person's success?
That's good. This is good.
It's good, healthy debate, man, yeah, that we got to have a conversation around, because ultimately what we're aiming for is perspective in purpose, perspective on purpose. A lot of people are trying to figure out what it is they want to do, they need to do. They have these goals, they have these plans, and they see other people achieving, but keeping in mind, those other people don't have your same purpose. So although it may look like luck to them, it may look like timing, the right place, right time, if they got a different purpose, then yours is going to unfold at a different time and place than other people. It's good, healthy debate. You're putting it on social media.
You're giving me like a whole new platform.
A whole new platform?
Yeah.
Tell me offline.
Huh?
Tell me offline. Don't give all the juice away. Don't right give now. All the,
see y'all next week to chime in and see if you get it.
Yeah. Well, let's do this, man. Let's take this train to a close. Let's talk about footwork. And if you're new to our audience, footwork segment is all about taking steps towards achieving a goal. We definitely want to hear from you all, our audience, purpose addicts. What steps have you been taking to get you closer to your goal? But Shane, Dr. Shane Calhoun, tell me, footwork, what's something you've done recently to move you closer to a goal?
This week I launched my official webpage, I think I call it that, musicedblog.com. And what it is just, it's just going to be a platform for my thoughts. I'll have a group on Facebook. I don't know if I'm going to use the other social media avenues yet, but definitely I'm on Facebook, and it's just going to be a launching pad for my thoughts and ideas and some of the cool things that I'm going on. And it's musicedblog.com, and the title of the page is Music and Education. So a lot of times I'm going to be talking about music, but sometimes I'll be talking about music education. Sometimes I may just talk about education. I don't know. So that's the dope spot. So Music Ed Blog, like, subscribe, share. It's really geared towards music educators. However, there's some content that I'll be putting on there through a podcast probably that may creep into like music industry stuff. Actually, music educators, musicians, basically. Musicians. And then this is also the jumping point where I finally got a release date for my book, which is entitled The Producers of Pop. It's a comprehensive plan. Basically, in this book, I kind of give you a strategy for studying popular music producers. And as I alluded to this earlier, when we had met in the airport that day in 2015, I was actually going to present on this very topic. So this is something where it was just like 8 years of thought that has finally come out in this, I think it's like 50 pages, nothing too heavy. But yeah, it will be out on May 26th, which is also my son's birthday, on F-Flat Publishing. So I'm excited because it's just, as I said, this has been on my plate, in my brain for some years, and to finally see it out in the ether is like dope.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope, and that's crazy to think back to that moment, to now fast forward and see it coming to life at a time that we, you know, we didn't know, didn't expect. Again, back to this conversation, luck, timing, talent, right?
Yeah.
That's dope, man. I'm truly proud of you, brother. For real. Like, truly proud of you.
Appreciate it, man. I'm in a thing right now. I'm going to swing. I got a couple of little something else's. Three or four, something like that, that I think I'm going to swing. And then after that, it's just deep. After I let these three or four swings off, three or four more, then I'm just going to sit back the rest of the year and just work those things. So 526. I didn't even have set a price yet, but we have 526, man. I need everybody to go get one.
That's what's up. Get ready, people. May is just around the corner.
All right, what you got?
So in the space of education, my wife and I have been watching my daughter, our kids, really navigate their own businesses and understanding social media. And so I told you before that I am my daughter's coach.
Yeah.
I help her in terms of developing as a leader, as an entrepreneur, what have you. Well, once a month we get together and that's our cadence to do coaching. But this week, this month, she's going to teach us about some things that we didn't know that she's along her journey. So the step that we are taking is continuing our own education, but we're learning from the resources that are right here in-house, right? And not having an ego that our kids can't teach us anything. So that's actually what I'm about to leave here and go do, is go learn. I'm going to class.
What y'all learned about?
So in terms of managing a business, the operations, my daughter has found some technology that has helped her to manage not only her books, her finances, her financial planning within the business, and then connect all of those investments towards social media and marketing and growing the business. So we're having a conversation around growing and scaling a business from a financial operation perspective.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
dope. Yeah, my 21-year-old is about to learn me something.
Allow us to reintroduce ourselves. That's awesome.
Bruh. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. So, yeah, that's what we got going on, man. We investing in our education.
Good, man. All right.
Yeah. Well, look, as always, Purpose Addicts, we love you. We appreciate you for always joining us. But we always try to leave you with something that you can take away, not just from the conversation, but what we call a word of the week. This week, I actually got three nuggets for you. I hope you're ready. Get ready to write with something. So first, success comes only to those who believe in themselves and are prepared to win.
Mm.
That's the first one.
Good.
Second, hard work puts you where good luck can find you.
That's good.
Hard work puts you where good luck can find you. That's back to our positioning
conversation. Yeah.
And then lastly, this one blew the top off for me. Smart people choose what to achieve. Wise people choose what to become. Smart people choose what to achieve. Wise people choose what to become.
That's good. That is good.
For our audience, as always, man, we appreciate you for rocking with us. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, share the show. You see where our socials are. Tell somebody about us. Help somebody not only discover their purpose, but learn how to walk in it and fulfill it. As always, that's Doc. I'm Coach. Go live life on purpose. We out.
And I think a lot of times everybody's not going to understand your vision, your walk, your purpose, your desires, your dreams, your goals. And they don't have to, because I'm going to tell you a secret. Everybody ready? It's yours. It don't belong to them. It ain't they teeth to brush. Ain't they armpits to put deodorant on. It's yours.
This message is for anyone who is not answering the calling on their life. I want you to take note of something. That one thing, that one talent, that one gift you have, that idea that could give birth to a solution that possibly brings harmony to the world, will never get the chance to breathe life if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. That's right, I said, if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. Too many times we settle for good things when we can have God things. And purpose is a God-given gift. Not everybody fulfills their purpose. Not everybody discovers it. Not everybody walks in it. But if you're willing to give up the good things to get to the God things, well, baby, I promise you, purpose, that's for you.
Failure is a part of success. I heard that somewhere. I didn't make that one. Failure is a part of success.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I love it. You could try 10 times and you may not get it to your ninth, but what if that ninth try or that 10th try is the one that gets you that million? Instead of looking at what we have on the inside and utilizing our tools, we always look in other places and try to pull from there, pull from there, when most of the time it's right here inside. There are no problems. There's only solutions. Let's just be in a habit of fixing things or finding a way out.
My favorite quote that I learned is that fear does not stop death, it stops life. It stops us from living. And I need you. We all need you to live. Will you do it?